people from these different cultures lived quite happily in Agua Chica, sharing their different festivals, foods, and games. My brother Andres was born in 1976, and I in 1981. In many ways, our early childhood was idyllic and privileged. We spent the week living in a huge rambling mansion in Agua Chica town, where my father had his dental practice, but every weekend we went to our farm about 10 miles away. My father loved it there. He was a dentist by profession, but in his heart he was a farmer.
Juan Elias says that his early childhood was idyllic and privileged. But what does that mean? Well, I know that a privilege is something special, an advantage not everyone has. Juan Elias says he lived in a huge mansion and spent weekends at his family's country house. So I guess that's what he means by privileged. It also sounds like he was really happy as a kid before the violence came to Agua Chica. So maybe idyllic means happy or peaceful. Okay, let's go on reading. Start in the middle of page 8 with, "The farm covered 31 acres and had 2 rivers running through it."
The farm covered 31 acres and had 2 rivers running through it, one close behind the house, the other about half a mile away. The land was rich and fertile. We grew tomatoes, plantain, papaya, oranges, avocados, and other fruits in such abundance that we gave most of the harvest away. My father loved horses, and from dawn to dusk he would be out riding or working with Hugo, the horse trainer. As a child, I was quite ill with hepatitis, and my parents were always protective of me. But Andres was tough and extroverted. He had a passion for survival games. We raided the garden for bananas, sneaked oil from the kitchen, and cooked the bananas Indian style over burning rocks.